Hey everyone, Scott Bascott here. Thanks for tuning into the event I like to call Word Sesh. We've got an awesome and very exciting schedule of events lined up for you all, so sit back, learn something, and most of all, have a good time. Let's kick things off right now with two of the greatest guys I know, Dre Almeida and Brad Williams. I'm Scotty B, and the Word Sesh starts now.
The one and only baby, WordPress. It's 10 years running. It's funny that a beer on the drab will have the geeky nerds gunning like tweakers on some meth. It's the word. It's the sesh. It's 21-3. And we intro something genius with our homie, Scotty B. Word Sesh 2013, baby. Here we go.
From the depths of internet magic and the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's tough.
You know what time it is.
Drad.
For the Dradcast, bringing you the latest in WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop. Talking shop with community leaders and innovators.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
Yes! Now, we bring you your favorite Santan alumni. The craziest prior military geeks you'll ever meet. Your favorite WordPress personalities, Dre Almeida and Brad Williams. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
Shirley, you can't be serious. I am serious, but please don't call me Shirley. What I'm going to tell you right now is this is a special edition of the Dradcast, folks. We're kicking off WordSense 2013, and we're here with one of the most amazing folks I know, Scott Basgard, who is one of the organizers for the event. Scotty, what's going on, brother?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, man. Hey, everything is good. Mr. B. Williams, what's going on, my brother?
What's up? I feel like I've seen you a lot this week. I'm getting kind of tired of it, got to be honest.
Yeah, man. I think you're still having hallucinations in your recovery mode from WordCamp Miami. But those things happen. What are you going to do? Were you guys drinking absinthe over there? What's going on?
I am not drinking absinthe, but I can tell you that I am drinking. This episode brought to you by the Great Tasting Guinness. Look at that. All right. Does that look like a commercial? Love it.
Hey, what it was the best segue on earth. So sipping on. Man, what do you got going on over there, Scott? What are you sipping on, brother?
I'm sipping on an energy drink. I need some energy for the next 24 hours, I guess.
Listen,
right?
remember, this is not a sprint; it's a marathon. So I hope you got a good 12 pack of those energy drinks with you.
I got two, and I got a good iced coffee, and I guess I'll make some coffee too. So
whatever it takes, baby, gotta power through. This is gonna be awesome, folks. For those that are tuning into the special edition here of the Dradcast, but aren't familiar with WordSesh is going to be a 24-hour event of WordPress-based presentations. It's all digital, all online, all sorts of awesome. So let me close off with I have to give a little bit of love to my San Diego brethren here with Stone IPA, and it is delicious. Man, Stone, if you want to come and sponsor us, we'd be all right with that.
Yes, sir.
So, Scott, well, listen, and it holds true just about every single episode in terms of who I end up meeting and where I meet them at. So we had talked, we had chatted, we had done some fun stuff together online with WordPress, of course. And the first time that we met is, where did we meet, Scott?
We met at Santan.
Holy Jesus.
Where else, Dre? Where
all
else,
all roads start and end.
I don't even know why you have to ask that question, buddy.
This is crazy. So we were there, what was it, WordCamp Phoenix 2010, 2011? I don't remember.
I think it's 2010 now. What is it? I don't even know. No, 2011.
It is craziness. So we met there at WordCamp Santan at the time. You actually came out there. I think you were with Brad Williams and Company with Web Dev Studios.
That's true. The one and only Brad.
Yeah. You know, what can I say? I run with a good crew. Generally.
Generally, so a lot of things have changed since then. Let's get a little history here. So, Scotty B, awesome developer, does all sorts of kick-ass ninja stuff with PHP and other fun stuff. How did that all get started?
How did it start? I guess so. From development, I just studied computer science. I went to Rutgers University, State School of New Jersey, just studying computer science. Didn't really know anything about WordPress at all, actually. I had installed it a couple times. This is back in 2007 or 2008. And I think how I actually found out about Brad was just an ad on Craigslist hiring for a...
Well, let's clarify. Not just a random ad about Brad on Craigslist.
No, there was an ad for just a web development company hiring, and I think it was just entry level developer. It was nothing WordPress. It was open source related. So I emailed Brad and I got the job. Probably within a couple days, and I think within a week I was all set up on WordPress. I think I attended a WordCamp the next week. About I don't know, maybe four or five WordCamps that first year working with Brad. And to be honest, I really wouldn't be here without Brad. So big thanks to Brad, both of you guys. Aww. I mean, we've been there for a long time now, so it's been fun.
Yeah, man, that was
cool to see where we are, and I don't know.
I mean, when you started with web dev, I think you were first or second actual employee. So that was like old school web dev. That was before we were even 100% WordPress. We were doing all sorts of other platforms that I won't mention, but it's very old school. I think we're working.
Yeah, but even at the start, we had a lot of cool projects on WordPress.
We did. We did. Yep. Back when we were all working out of the crack house in Belmar, it was fun.
West Side?
Man, you guys are somewhere.
You guys, yeah, coming in with bandanas over your face and shooting guns in the air. That's awesome. Wow. Man, so that's... That, what a... Oh gosh! We fall apart 6 minutes in, folks. This is
all that was right. Expected.
Well, WordPress and Tenon, that led you to some kind of changes in life. I mean, you Web Dev Studios. You've done some really cool work that I've seen. And then you've met this a beautiful young lady, and you're no longer on the East Coast of the U.S. Are you?
No, I ditched the country of America, and I fled to Norway for a beautiful. My beautiful wife. So I'm living in Norway now. So that's one of the reasons I kind of fell out of the WordPress loop in the States. Kind of left Web Dev Studios and all that stuff. So I live in Norway now, and kind of the whole idea, I guess, behind WordSesh, actually, we can tie this in now, is I kind of felt pretty. I don't know. I was pretty involved in the community meetups and WordCamps and stuff. And moving here, I guess you could say I kind of live in the woods, and I'm hours away from anything. I'd have to get on a plane to go anywhere. So I would love to go to WordCamps and meetups all the time, but I simply, you know, not everyone can afford that. So I figured, hey, why not? Why can't we just do this all online? Why can't I try to experience kind of the same thing? So that's how kind of WordSesh started, and here it is.
I love it.
So it's kind of cool. Yeah, I love it too, and I really didn't have an idea how this is all going to work, but it's going to work. It's awesome. I'm really excited. I don't think it's going to be ever better than a WordCamp or a meetup. I think meeting in person and those connections you make, like the connections we've made with each other, you know, that's priceless. But if you can do this at the same time when you can't fly somewhere, you know, you're busy a weekend or whatever, if we could do this kind of stuff more often, that would be awesome.
I think if you just look at the buzz around this event, I mean, you know, we were talking a little bit before the show, and it hasn't been a lot of promotion. It's all been word of mouth. There's been zero promotion, just word of mouth, right? So
exactly.
And we're sitting 130-plus people in the chat room right now. Who knows how many more people are watching the live stream, and this is like 10 minutes into the event. So as a collaboration over 24 hours, I cannot, you know, it'll be really cool to look back at the stats and see how many people watched. And I think it's obvious that this is a success and something that needs to happen. Probably need to happen even a few years ago, but definitely now and more frequently, because this is fun, man. I'm already having a lot of fun, and we're really right into it.
So. It's a blast.
New opportunities will stem from this, just like any of these other groundbreaking type of events and things that we create as a community. So kudos to you on that. I'm sure that there will be many to come. I'm excited. So 24 hours... kicking off here, you know, 10 minutes ago, we're going to run straight through and you know, the lineup here, we've talked about this, I think, the last few events coming in and leading into this. Dude, I think that anybody would pay ridiculous amounts of money to see the lineup that you've got here on the page. This is stupid how awesome the speakers that you have lined up for this are. I mean, this is crazy.
It's crazy.
How did you manage this, man?
And I guess real quick before I say anything, I mean, I really can't take any credit for this event at all. I mean, I had the idea, but again, like you said, look at this lineup. This is why it's so awesome.
You can take it.
But I'm serious. Like you said, Dre, like this is a killer lineup. This is something that people would pay. You know, this is like, you know, WordCamp San Francisco or WordCamp Europe lineup. There's not tracks, you know, like that, but it's 24 hours. It's a lot of people are going to learn. So expect to learn something. Expect to have a good time. How did I get these people? You know what? I think I think part of the people, they're okay with this. They don't have to travel anywhere. They don't have any expenses. They're willing to do this because it's right from their house, you know, wherever they are, even if they're traveling. So it's pretty easy for the speaker to do it. I think a lot of people don't speak at work camps or meetups because they have to, you know, make a commitment and go somewhere. So
I mean, we're there's all nerds. We didn't have any plans on Friday.
Well, besides you guys.
That's true. There's always a trade-off, and to your point earlier about that, the in-person relationships that you build, I don't think that there's anything better than that. But I mean, you look at the folks that are here, the amount of brain power collectively that's here. I mean, from Cohen Jacobs to Austin Gunter to Frederick Towns, like this is filthy.
So Brad and Dre, I mean.
Well, no, I mean, without that, it just wouldn't happen. But when you grand scheme of things, but when you look.
Sick lineup.
Hey, the trade-off's worth it. I mean, I don't know of any event. There's been a lot of really awesome WordCamps with a lot of awesome speakers, but I don't know that you've ever seen this amount of brilliant talent all in one event.
I think that what's really cool and stands out to me, since it's 24 hours and it spans, 24 hours, that it's like it's not just a U.S. event. It's not just a Europe event. It's not just an Asia event, whatever. It's like there's people from literally all over the world to kind of fill these slots in it.
Yeah.
Like right now it's 8 o'clock at night on the East Coast. Well, in a few hours, when it's 3 a.m, this is still going to be going strong with some awesome stuff. Like, I don't even want to go to sleep. I know I'm probably going to have to. It's like, I want to stay up and watch it all. And another thing to mention that we should mention is that everything is recorded, so if you can't stay up, you can go back and catch it. But I want to be up to participate in the chat, and there's already was a pre-party Google Hangout. There's other people talking about doing side Google Hangouts and stuff like that during the event to watch it together. So, it's a really cool concept.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is if people can't catch it, I don't expect everyone to stay up for 24 hours. So. I know some people will. Some people are hardcore and love WordPress and want to learn. So people will do it. But again, so this will be something people can learn from, next week and, 6 months, a year. So, and then that on top with maybe doing these maybe once, twice a year. So it's just a
big I vote kind that of... we do this every Friday. Who's with? Yep, every Friday we'll do this. We'll rotate the speakers. It'll be fun.
At least every Friday. Right.
Wow.
Man, I don't know.
I'm hurting already just thinking about it.
Well,
I am exhausted.
You know what? I really wanted this to be kind of an international thing too. This is kind of right now. I think it's still Europe and United States. It would be cool to see. There's a lot of cool stuff going on other places too. I don't know if they ever actually heard of the event. So maybe we can promote it in the future where it could maybe be even different languages and stuff. It would be pretty sweet.
And that's when we were kind of talking, when we were organizing, we decided just to call it WordSesh rather than WordSesh 2013 or whatever.
Yeah.
Just because, Scott and I both agree, and I think a lot of people agree, we all agree this is going to be a pretty big success, but there's no reason there couldn't be one in the fall or one every quarter, I mean, there could be, multiple WordSeshes a year, so... I think that's a good idea to see how it goes, to see, what the feedback is and see if it makes sense to do it more often rather than once a year.
I vote for that. I'll tell you, look, how many WordCamps do we go a year? I mean, I know on average, I've the last few years over 10. So to be able to do this and be in the comfort of my home, I mean, not to overwrite what fun it is at a WordCamp in person again, but to kind of augment that, hey, I'm all for it. I think it's going to be a huge success. I think this is going to be fun.
So what? I'm just kind of looking over the speaker list. What are some of the presentations that catch your eye? What are you guys looking forward to the most? I don't want to say some are better than others, but are there any that are that you really want to make sure you catch?
Well, I do. I've got my eye on the WordPress as a software as a service. So as a company that kind of works with WordPress, but is also software as a service. That's very interesting to me. So Noel Talk and Joe Hoyle will be speaking on that at 1600 UTC, and I am definitely on board to check that out. We'll see where it goes. There's so many different areas to that in terms of how you could start it, how you can actually implement that using WordPress. We talked this week around WordPress being a platform or an application framework. That that ties into this pretty closely, I think. And software as a service or SaaS is certainly a model that can be used to influence growth there and profitability. So I'm interested to see where they go. Two really smart folks, and I think it's going to be fun.
I'm just looking through the list to try to pick like one or two, and I think I just need to say like all of them. I didn't want to cop out. I'll point out a couple that I'm definitely looking forward to. Ermagerd content types, which is actually next right after this. Scott always gives a great presentation, so I'm check that out. A few other ones that definitely caught my eye. Lisa Sable-Wilson's giving a good one, which I saw her present. One similar about scoping projects to avoid stress. She presented at WordCamp Miami, and it's a great presentation for anyone that has to do any kind of scoping or proposal work, anything like that. You will learn in that one, so definitely hit that, even though she's on at like 1 a.m. in the morning Central Time.
near and dear to my heart is security, obviously, and that's going to be huge for us, for me always, and hearing it from Mr. Energetic himself, Tony Perez, is going to be ridiculous. If you haven't heard that or listened in to Tony speak about WordPress security, holy crap, you're in for a treat. Even if it is late, I think it's 2 hours from now, or 2 hours from the time that our segment ends. If you're falling asleep, he's going to wake you up. I guarantee it, and you're going to learn some really fun stuff.
Dude, I hope he drinks as much coffee as he drank in Miami, because he was on fire during his presentation. It was so funny. He actually did a coffee run. I can't even pronounce the Cuban coffee that I got.
Cafecito.
Cafecito, yes. He went out with somebody to introduce them to it. They all had a bunch. He came back. And then Lisa wanted to go, and she missed him earlier, so he went out again with her, drank more, and came back. And then, like, 5 minutes later was on stage just like, wah! It was awesome. So
Tony, the funny thing is, he doesn't need that, right? Because he's already wired when he's speaking. He's really passionate about security. So you add, you know, half a gallon of Cuban espresso, and that's a wrap, man. Good deal. So yeah, those are kind of the ones that I want to check out.
There's a couple more here that I wanted that looked really cool that I wanted to mention, at least that caught my managing support for a premium WordPress plugin. That's something that's near and dear to me. So that's a tough one, like support. There's a lot of different angles you can do support around a premium plugin, so I'm definitely anxious to hear Rob speak on that. Man, there's so many good stuff. You got to check out the schedule if you haven't yet, and definitely plan your night and next day around it, because if there's ones you want to hit, you don't want to forget when they're on.
Well, this is the one that really touches my heart the most, above the security, above SaaS, is how to be the unicorn. So the Sarah Cannon, who's awesome, if you ever heard her speak, super rad speaker. She's very knowledgeable, amazing speaker. But
pipe down, wow. Unicorn.
Keep what do we got down. Going on there? What's this all about? I mean, Scott, are you a unicorn?
I might be.
You are, you, my friend.
I think we can ask Sarah. I guess we can ask her if I'm a unicorn. Are you a unicorn? I don't know.
I'm a unicorn, damn it.
Brad's definitely a unicorn, but I'm not sure I fall into that category.
I'm more of an elf or a hobbit. Do they come into play at any point in this? Because that'd be really cool.
Whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be good. Sarah always gives a great presentation. So, and I would imagine it's something around design and UI or UX. I could be guessing, but I would imagine it's in that realm.
I look forward to that one too. It's going to be awesome.
Well, Sarah's awesome. She speaks really, I mean, just great. So you're definitely going to learn something there. Again, looking at all of these speakers, there's going to be huge takeaways from all of them. So exciting news that it's one going to be live, and you're going to be able to see all these people at one shot over a 24-hour period. But again, to follow up on that, they're being recorded. So that's what this episode is really sponsored by, right? The community and the press in general. That's huge.
Sponsored by you.
Sponsored by you.
We appreciate all of you for sponsoring today's Dragcast. Man, that's good stuff. So Sarah Cannon, rocking that out. I'm interested in the WordPress as SaaS, and definitely check out Tony Perez on the security piece here in a couple hours. So before we move on, I definitely want to continue talking about the Word Session, any other fun things that come up. If the audience there in the chat room, which is 140 plus strong now, has any questions they'd like to hear.
That's bigger than some WordCamps.
See if you can catch one.
yeah. Let us know. It's a challenge, kind of catching the chat. It's moving so quickly. But before moving along, Dominic Schilling.
Wait. Sarah's in the chat. Sarah, my unicorn.
Oh well, there's always that. Is Scott really a unicorn? That's what I really want. Oh man. Well, let's get this plug in there for Scott, because hey, Scott Schilling, who's been a longtime contributor to WordPress Core, was just announced, I think yesterday or the day before, by Andrew Nason that he will have guest committed access for the rest of the 3.6 release cycle. So congratulations to you, Dominic Schilling, on that. It's well deserved. Super kick ass things that you're doing there. Keep it up. Those are the type of contributions that continue driving the awesomeness that is WordPress as a platform.
Awesome.
Hey, Scott, you're talking about your unicorn. Dominic, you're a unicorn, my friend.
Yes.
That's what I got. We're running with it.
Get a lot of use out of my unicorn over here. Great.
Oh, man. It went from pink pony to a unicorn.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All grown up.
Yeah. Sorry, unicorn.
Well, one last topic I'd like to bring up, because we're right on the edge of it here. We're about a month out from what's going to be the 10th anniversary of our little baby WordPress. It's all grown up now. So May 27th will be 10 years. 10 freaking years. Can you guys believe that? I mean, that's nuts.
It's old.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it's funny because it doesn't. You think about WordPress, I still think of it as fairly new. I mean, newer, anyways. I don't think of it as something that's 10 years old. I mean, 10 years ago, 2003. Just think where you were at and what you were doing. And I know there's plenty of people listening in the chat room that probably were around, and we've had them on our show that around when the B2 split happened and all that stuff. I was not. I was actually still in the Marine Corps in 2003, so my life is completely different. But I mean, that's just a long time, 10 years. So it's exciting, man. It's really exciting. I'm anxious to see. All these big WordPress parties are going to happen on, what is it, May 27th is the official date?
Yeah, the 27th is the official date.
Monday.
And in fact, there's a cool event, actually on meetup.com. So go check that out. And it's marketing. There's over 101, or there's over 100 WordPress 10th anniversary communities going on that are looking to host some type of meetup event on that day. That's epic. I mean, like... Yes. We've got 150 people sitting here in the chat room alone for this event, for WordSesh, for Dragcast, kicking this off. We're talking about 100 different events in the community around the world for the anniversary of the birthday of WordPress, 10 years. That, to me, shows at great lengths how we've grown, how we've matured as a community, and how brilliant the strength is behind everything that we do WordPress-related, folks. So that's pretty sick.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, we're looking to organize something in Philly, and we actually have two meetup groups, so the organizers from both are talking about potentially having a kind of a joined, literally like just a birthday celebration for WordPress. So we're trying to find a venue that's big enough somewhere in the city or around the city so we can literally just have a birthday party for WordPress with a cake, and we might even try to live stream it and, you know, drinks and stuff. So it's we're trying to, you know, I think a lot of communities are trying to do that, do something a little different rather than a normal meetup, maybe a presenter or whatever. Have a birthday, man. Just celebrate WordPress. Celebrate the community that you're with and the friends that you've made and everything it's done for you and that you do with it. So that's what we're looking to do, and it'll be see everybody that's kind of headed that
way. Hey, listen, I want people to step up. Get a tattoo and then come holler at me. You know what I mean?
WordPress.
Get some tattoos.
Oh, man. Yeah, I want to see a WordPress birthday tattoo. Who's in?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't foresee myself changing what I've got, so... You'll have to look elsewhere on that one. Oh, man. So what do we have next? What is the let's look at the schedule here. I'd like to know kind of what's going off first here.
So next up we have Scott Kingsley Clark talking about Erbigerd content types.
Erbigerd.
I just want to keep saying that.
Scott's funny. He had a lot of really good names for his talks, and he ran them by me, and it was kind of hard to pick between them, but this one's awesome, too. They're all incredible. We should have named them all, like, all in one long sentence.
That'd have been awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one. So we got Scott coming up, and in each presentation will run about 45 minutes. 45 minutes will be the cutoff. That gives us 15 minutes to kind of get the next feed fired up, and then also gives everybody listening 15 minutes to stretch and do whatever they need to do. So, that means our show will be cut a little bit shorter than normal tonight.
I wish they could go longer too, but we gotta squeeze it all in 24 hours. I'm sure we could talk for days here.
I want a work session that's a single session for 24 hours, a single presentation. It'd be
world's...
like a filibuster.
Well,
filibuster. That's what I want.
We can intro with the world's longest intro segment that we have here on the Dragcast.
Yeah, our intro outro will take up a good half hour of that. So.
that I'll tell you. I don't know. I don't know if we should probably look at a new at a new intro. There, if anybody wants to make us a new intro,
well, see, I think you just made one. Dre.
World's shortest.
Yeah, well, that's specific for Word Sesh. I don't know, man.
We got to play this one more time because we may never get another chance to play this. I think everybody and a lot of people in the live chat, I think, didn't hear this because of the beginning. So, one more time for the latecomers, you got to hear the Word Sesh rap.
The one and only baby WordPress. It's 10 years running. It's funny that a beer on the dread will have the geeky nerd gunning like tweakers on some meth. It's the word. It's the sesh. It's 1-3. And we intro something genius with our homie Scotty B. Word Sesh 13, baby. Here we go.
That was horrible.
That was amazing.
Hi there. I'm Drew Armada.
I got nothing else, man. It's Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash for the rest of the
How quickly did you whip that up anyways? I think we were talking about something. The next thing I know, you drop all the lyrics in the chat. I was like,
we made that in about a minute.
That was the fastest rap ever.
It sure sounds like we made it in a minute, folks. I don't know. What can you do?
Oh, the chat room's loving you.
No, this is just bad. I'm going to have to retire. Listen, there's an open spot on the Dradcast for those that are available.
Send in your applications. P.O. Box, go away.
Oh, man, that's just bad.
No, yeah, that was great. If you think it was bad, you should have had me or Scott try to sing it.
Wow.
At least you're on the West Coast, man. You got that going for you.
Oh, gosh. Let's make sure that whole segment disappears permanently, and I'm okay with that. Now, let's move on to some bar tricks here. Are you guys interested in talking some bar tricks here?
Let's do it. I got a bar trick.
Let's do it.
Well, hey, fire away there, Brad.
Oh, you let me go first. I was just kidding. I actually do have one this week. It's crazy, right? My bar trick is a new, the release candidate of the new version of CloudPress was released today by Eric Andrew Lewis. Eric's been killing this version. It's 1.3 RC1. This is a huge update. So CloudPress is a plugin for WordPress. It's a project management plugin. Think Basecamp or something similar for WordPress. You activate it and you have a project management system right in. Well, the entire UI has been completely revamped. Eric did an amazing job on this version. Hats off to Boone. Chris Cochran did the new designs around it and helped implement. So all around, just a really cool version. If you want to check it out, it's RC, so it's not on .org yet. It's on GitHub, though, so just go to search CloudPress on GitHub. We'll drop a link. Check it out. Download it. Play with it. It's a million times farther along than it was
in the
last
great version,
so it's exciting.
It's going to be sweet.
CloudPress. Oh, yeah. Do it.
Man, that thing, it's been a couple years now, right?
CloudPress, Scott started CloudPress. Yes. He built version 0.1.
That wasn't me.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. Well, he may not admit to it because the original version was all custom tables. This was pre-custom post types when it was built. I want to say it was around, 2.8, maybe 2.9?
It was a while ago.
It was all custom tables. And we were, Scott built the original. We were both kind of working on it, and then custom post types came out. And we looked at each other and were like, we can't keep – there's no point in continuing on the path we're on. So we actually rebuilt the entire thing from the ground up for the correct way with custom post types. Re-released it under 0.5 or something like that. And ever since then, it's been going great. But that was a big rebuild. That was a big commitment to do that. But we had to do it. So it's been around for a while.
I love it.
It's got a history.
It's freaking got a history.
Got a history.
Oh, well, do you got a bar trick there, Mr. Scotty B?
Mr. B, yeah. It's kind of another. I'm not. Now that you said that was kind of me who made CloudPress, I have another self plug here. So
yeah, do it.
I am going to talk a little bit about WordSesh.org. It might look familiar. The site is actually on a site by a theme by WooThemes called the One Pager. Looks pretty similar, and I thought that it would be a great theme for an event like this, kind of like a portal page for an event. So I really like the way that it looks. If you haven't checked it out, it's called the One Pager, and there's a demo over at woothemes.com. Looks really good. So I don't know, just a plug for this. Looks great. I think it works. Again, works great for a site that just needs to be one page. It's pretty simple. You don't really need to navigate anywhere. And again. props to Brad and Chris for helping out with the site as well. It looks great. So
yeah, I gotta say, I love the layout of the chat next, you know, Talk.io chat next to the video. You know, whoever came up with that concept really
I don't know
what the hell they're doing.
I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's genius. If you ask me,
it's very genius. Saying. It's a cool theme though. You're right, Scott. I love it. It's awesome. Woo themes. You guys do awesome stuff. Everybody knows
oh,
that.
Oh man, yeah, it's
pretty... AD owes you a raise after this event. I think. No. You tell him I said that.
You know what? In fact, two raises, wow. Baby. Two raises. Wow.
Two raises. One for Dre. One for Brad. You heard
yes.
it.
Yes. Oh man, right here, right now. First time. This is the drag cast, baby. Well, I've got one too, and this one's not so fun. It is around some brute force attacks that are going on right now on WordPress. Now, it's affecting Joomla and a couple other platforms as well, but there's a huge botnet, and it is, man, it's beating up on different WordPress sites, self-hosted WordPress sites across the internet. We've got a few blog posts that we've put out at Security that will kind of help you through some of the information and data around understanding the attacks. And what's going on with that. But food for thought, if you don't have anything in place to limit the amount of failed login attempts on your WP admin and your WP login pages, you certainly need to look at implementing something. Yeah, so there's a couple tools out there. There's a couple plugins. Limit login attempts is one that's been talked about. It's not going to be at the scale that's needed for the type of attack because there's hundreds of thousands of IP. I think they've counted somewhere around 90,000 IP addresses that are actually actively attacking, and that is a significant issue. And for you know small websites, that's going to be challenging. So one of the things you want to look at is they're attacking different usernames. Again, there's a couple posts out there. I'll drop another one here in the chat room, and we'll try to post them out afterwards. But they're attacking admin users and different usernames, but they're completely crippling websites. So do what you can to limit login attempts. If you can implement some type of HT access rules, we've got some information on the blog that may help you with that. Nasty, nasty stuff.
Wow. Way to bring down the show, Dre. Right, way to bring it down.
Yeah, Debbie Downer. That's how I roll.
I'm kidding. It's good information to get out there, so it is a bit scary.
Scary. Scary, scary. Scary. So that was my a little bar trick. I need to drink to that.
Cheers to that.
All right, so next steps here. We've got the next segment starting at exactly on the hour. Is that correct?
Yeah, starting on the hour, so we'll cut out here in about 10 minutes. About 15 minutes to kind of transition, make sure everything looks right. I'm excited, man. The chat's got 160 people in there. I'm excited.
Yeah, chat room. If you got any questions for Scott,
I'm about to leave.
If you got any questions for Scott, now's your chance. So get them in there, and we'll make sure to ask them. Or any questions about the event in general.
Get them in while you can, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you, this is going to be insane. So I hope that this continues. In terms of these type of events, I think they're good for the community. We've talked about it here from the beginning of the show. Look, WordCamps are great. This is just an amazing way to get the world together in a more simplistic way, right? It's certainly cost effective for everybody involved, and I think that it's definitely going to nourish the amount of activity that we have communicating with each other. So very, very good stuff.
All right, we got a chat room question coming in. Got a chat room question coming in. Scott, one of your coworkers wants to know. Well, I'm not going to ask the second one.
Wow.
Norway or Jersey? Which one, Norway or Jersey?
That's the toughest question. The second one is actually maybe the toughest one, but we won't go there. Norway or Jersey? You're putting me on the spot, Coon. I'm going to go with... I can't answer that. I can't answer that question.
It depends the time of the year.
I am missing New Jersey right now. I'm missing my friends and the good, you know, the beach and stuff, and hanging out with Brad and stuff. But
you're back so often, I don't even know until you pop up on Foursquare, and it's like, oh, Scott's over at this bar in Jersey. I'm like, what the hell, man? You didn't tell me you're coming back.
Well, so that's kind of weird. When I was running Cubic 2 here a couple years back, all of a sudden I get a check-in at Cubic 2 from Scotty B, and it freaked me the hell out. I'm like, how the hell did you end up?
Closet.
And are you watching me? Like, what is going on here? Scared the bejesus out of me.
Scott is a world traveler for sure. I hope to make it to Norway someday.
So I'm excited about that. So kind of get my New Jersey fix.
Joyzy. That's good stuff.
Joyzy.
For sure. Right. So, what else do we need to get out there before we wrap up? Any other details that people need to know about Word Sesh and what to expect?
Well, wordsesh.org, the folks in the chat room are of course, there already. But for those that are listening in through YouTube or any other channels, wordsesh.org is where you're going to see the event. I don't know if how's that link off to YouTube?
YouTube.com/wordsesh if you want to recap the events. Each event will have its own video there, so you can watch a live event there, but as the events wrap up, you can go back and watch another.
Yeah, and those are actually post almost, you know, right away actually. So if you miss something, you can catch it, you know, within the next, you know, 5-10 minutes after it goes. So, but I probably won't be able to get those up on work for at least, you know, the next week or so.
Man, you're slow. What's going on here? What do you think?
Dre. I think we drop an MP3 on iTunes once a month.
You're not supposed to dime us out, Brad. That's not the way that this works, big guy. Where's the big old
epic fail?
Ah, come on. You can't. I'm telling you. You know what, Scott, I get it. You got this whole, like, you know.
Yeah, a couple things going on tonight.
Yeah, you big wussy. Drink some more, you know, caffeine and get moving.
What time? You're in Norway, so what time are you? You're six ahead of us. So is it 2 a.m. there?
Almost, we're coming on 3 here soon.
Oh, coming on 3. All right.
Oh, man. Hey, that's the hard part, man. After like 5 or 6, you're money, dude. At that point, it's just zombie. Morning,
so you're good
after 4. I'm feeling pretty good. Second one here is coming in.
Well, yeah, I think someone in the room said it right. We need a drinking game, people. Go. So that'd be interesting. I don't know that would work out too early. Fizzy thought the close some kind of closing ceremonies or word sesh after party would be legit, but I'm thinking. Yep.
Well, I know there are side Google Hangouts going on.
It's good to bring that up.
If you got friends in there, you want to have a little your own hangout together on live stream while you're watching the live stream, you can do that. So
it's kind that's of an awesome idea.
I will probably hop on one a little bit later tonight with some of my peeps.
Now, you've got this chat room here that's live on wordsesh.org. Is there any other chat channels that we can link up or actually addresses to any other side hangouts that are going on? That'd be good.
That's all I got right now. You can access this on talk.io on just the wordsesh channel, so you don't have to be on this page if you want kind of a bigger chat. Really all that I have. I can get that link in the chat, too.
Well, just just to make some people happy, yes, WooCommerce is awesome. We love it. You should try it. It's great. How about that?
Wow.
Fuego, baby. Fuego.
I'll send you an invoice for that plug. Cohen.
That's it. Yeah, you just officially sponsored the Tradcast.
I'm actually gonna do something on the spot here now for my friend here. It's Kuhn, and he's going to appreciate this.
Oh, man.
For everyone who messes up his name, he gets pretty offended. It's not Cohen. He thinks all the Americans are dumb. I know. I got it wrong when I met him. And
I would imagine. For a really long time. Dude, I bet everybody gets. Trust me, Dre and I are the kings of butchering names. So yes. I could go through a list of half the chat room and we've pronounced our name wrong. So once you correct us, we remember. So.
Kind of. Well, it depends. It depends the episode, the topics, and how drunk we get during the
track. How late in the show we are. Yeah, towards the end, we're not going to remember.
Well, now you got it. It's Kuhn, not Cohen. Like I said earlier in the show, what a jackass I am.
Jeez.
Well, jeez. Guys, I don't know about you, but I'm super pumped up. We've got another 23 hours of WordPress goodness coming with the inaugural Word Sesh. You can find Word Sesh. Over at wordsesh.org. It's free. These will be recorded and they will be posted over the next coming weeks. I'll tell you, is there any parting words as we kind of move on into the first real segment and get away from us blabbering knuckleheads? Brad, you got any closing questions, remarks, bomb threats?
I want to thank you, Scott, for putting this all together. We definitely want to thank all the presenters and everybody just tuning in. I mean, I think this is just another avenue showing how awesome the WordPress community is. So it's fun to see everybody get together and have a good time. And I'm looking forward to the next 24 hours, man. So Congrats to everybody involved.
And just for me, you know, thank you guys. Thanks everyone else too who's watching. One thing I wanted to say, I was going to maybe put a link on the site, but I didn't do it. I guess here's a good opportunity to say something. You know, the event is free, and we all love WordPress, and we do have, you know, with it being free, if you guys, you know, feel inclined to give back to the WordPress Foundation, you can. So we can throw a link up in the chat.
Outstanding.
So I think that would be something cool to get back. So
do it. If we can get that on the site, that'd be great, as well as here in the chat room. Yep. That'd be amazing. I'm going to get one more link in here before we go, because I think that this is an overwhelmingly important topic that oftentimes gets put by the wayside. It's definitely away from WordPress, but it's type 1 diabetes in children. We've got a local community member here that has a karate shop, and his daughter just had hip surgery because she's been affected by type 1 diabetes, and they're putting together a walk on her behalf, and any help in that area we'd be grateful for that. And if you get the opportunity, if you can go check this link out at minimum, go help out Team Brit. That would be amazing, folks. WordSesh.org. I am super pumped up, got goosebumps here. I think it's going to be rad. 23 hours to go here of awesome WordPress presentations, and Scott, thanks again for putting this together. We're honored as the Dragcast to bring the show in and kick ass to start it all off. Bro, folks, this is WordSesh 2013. This is Brad and Dre signing off with the Dragcast. Peace.